There certainly is a misconception around the vacant and derelict property grants. They are both very, very worthwhile. I mean, we've seen here in County House and Ufford through various presentations from the regeneration team that Donegal has the highest uptake of the grant nationally. So that tells us a number of things. First of all, there are quite a number of derelict and vacant housing buildings here within the county. And second of all, because they're vacant, they could be brought back into use to help with the housing crisis that we now have. And I'm glad that the numbers are so high, but I just worry that there is a misconception around maybe the length of time it takes to get an application in, to get it processed, and to get monies paid out at the other end of the scale. I personally have gone through the process a little more than a year ago, and I know from talking to the team and engaging with them that the process has sped up even in that time. More staff and more resources have been appointed to that particular section here within the council, and we are turning the applications around much, much quicker. And I would definitely encourage anybody who either has a vacant or derelict property or who has just bought one or who is thinking about buying one to do so and to avail of the grant, because while it's here as an option for people, why not avail of it?
And dereliction is a particular problem in Donegal. We see every year whenever the figures come out, Bell Buffet Order is always, if it's not the top, it's the second for the number.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's why I think this particular grant is one of the most worthwhile initiatives of the last government. Back in 2022, I worked as a census enumerator, and that really, really opened my eyes to the number of derelict properties. I had the Bunclana urban area sort of within the town boundary, and I just could not believe how many of the properties were either vacant or derelict. And I suppose maybe you're passing by them very regularly and you don't pay attention until you have to for some particular reason, like the census. So the initiative is definitely brilliant. It's to bring life back into our smaller towns and villages and our urban areas, and to just regenerate them, make them look and feel better, and that they're more vibrant communities to live and work in.